Good chevra, as always. All right, Mem Zayin. V'chein, similarly, Sarich Adam Lahodos Kishita. We've discussed this many times, a very, very challenging thing to do. We have to admit when we make a mistake, Bar Mem Zayin, which is a very, very tough thing to do. We're always shifting blame, rarely taking accountability. V'yeshan Hashim Shema'ot Kashalem Lahodot Kishita. There are many people that it's very, very difficult for them to admit when they made a mistake. And they keep justifying themselves, justifying their actions until, oh, this is what they stand by. This is what they believe in. They can't admit they're making a mistake. And then it's just one after the other, and it spirals out of control. And this is a great prevention of a person fixing his actions. Because if he changes his ways, because if a person changes his ways, what's he doing? It's an admission that in the past he wasn't acting kosher, wasn't doing the proper thing. So people are embarrassed. They have too much pride, too much gaiva to admit they're doing the wrong thing. They want to project this image. So they'll lie, they'll justify just to hold on to that honor. A person has to strengthen himself, lamod lamana emes, to stand for the truth. And he can't be embarrassed from admitting his mistakes. If anything, it shows strength, not weakness. It shows strength. We're always so embarrassed and we justify and we make things up and we play games and we're shticky. No! Got to admit when we did the wrong thing. It's the only way we'll improve. This is the way to greatness. When does the person really understand Torah? Only by first failing, stumbling at the beginning. Very beautiful line. Let's do one more paragraph. If a person has to be very careful to make sure that his words are true. Katuv, it says in Psalms, Tehillim, Mizmor leDavid Hashem, Mi Agur Balecha, who dwells in your tent? Mi Yishkon Bahar Kashecha, who's dwelling on your holy mountain? Holech Tamim, who's walking, someone who walks with Tamim, with innocence. Upoel Tzedek, V'domer, Dover Emes Bilvavo. This is a very righteous person who speaks truth in his heart. What does that mean? Vamruba Maseches Makos, V'dover Emes Bilvavo. What's an example? Kagon Rav Safra. Rav Safra is an example, somebody who speaks truth in his heart. Varashi, maybe Shiltus Dravacha, Shehava Uvda Rav Safra. So they tell a story of Rav Safra, somebody that personifies this idea of speaking truth in your heart. What does that mean? Shayalu Chefetz Echa Limkor. Rav Safra had a certain item to sell. And a person approached him in the middle while he was saying Kriyat Shema, Rav Safra, va'amar lo, tein li achafet b'kach v'kach damim. And the person, the potential buyer, said to Rav Safra, give me this item for, let's say, $100. Give me this item. I'll pay you $100 for that item. V'lo anehu m'bnei shaya korei Kriyat Shema. Rav Safra didn't reply because he was saying Kriyat Shema. So the guy's saying, I'll buy this item off you for $100. Rav Safra was silent. So the person said, he's playing hardball. Okay. He doesn't want to give me this for $100, or he's not budging. He says, fine, I'll give you $200 for it. He didn't respond. That meant that he disagreed. So he said, all right. He umped the ante, and he said, all right, I'll give you $200 for this item. After he finished Kriyat Shema, Amarlo, he said, Tol chavit bedamim shamarta berishona. He says, no. Take the item for $100, like what you said originally. Sheba otam damim hayadaiti litneim lecha adkan. Because really, no, I agreed. I was going to give you the item for $100. I just had this, halacha, you're not supposed to speak during Kriyat Shema. So I didn't say anything. But originally, I thought in my heart, I was going to give it to you for $100. So again, he could have gotten away with it. He could have sold it for $200. But no, he was emistic. That was what was in his heart, and he gave him for that. Again, a tough thing to do. That's the over emis b'lovo. What's in our heart, we should do. We should go forward with. Mikam shalein l'kayim machshavos libenu. We always have to fulfill the thoughts of our heart. The kol shekein mashenotzi mipino. And all the more so, whatever comes out from our mouths, we have to fulfill. So again, over and over again, stressing the importance of being yashar, straight human beings. Yashkoach gadol.